Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. I'm Mike Plourd, and joining me in the studio is Kip Hartman, owner and physical therapist of Active Physical Therapy. And we're talking about shoes and backpacks and a couple of other things. But Kip, let's talk about shoes to begin with.
Typically, if you have a child that's going to school, that child is continually growing all the way through the time that they graduate from high school. So every 6 months, they may have outgrown the previous shoes that they had, but also wore them out in the sense that the rubber on the bottom of the shoe starts to wear so that the shoe will tip one direction or the other, depending on whether you're an overpronator or an oversupinator, you know, two common things that the foot will do. Then that can, if they are worn out, they can lead to overuse injuries at the knees or hips, which then, you know, I call the overuse again, but it kind of goes back to improper use, because if you were set up appropriately at the shoe with having that flat surface, it wouldn't necessarily transition up to the legs or hips.
That's an interesting concept. I had never thought before that parents really need to take a look at their kids' shoes and see what kind of shape they're in.
Yeah, it's an important thing to take a look at. And the other time to do that would be spring break, as you're transitioning back into the warmer weather. So warm weather shoes, cold weather shoes, typically every 6 months need replaced. So you want to do it leading into the new season. So right now is the time to do that.
I've read a number of articles when you talk about backpacks that most backpacks really are overloaded.
Most backpacks are overloaded. If you're doing what's instructed of you, typically they're overloaded as far as what you need to bring home. There's ways that you can overcome that, you know, with having either two sets of books, which is difficult to do, or just making sure that you're carrying just the books home that you need, which forces kids to be very organized instead of just loading every book that they have into their book bag and taking that with them everywhere that they go.
That may be the number one concept right there. You know, leave the books at school that you don't need at home. Just bring home the books that you do need.
Mm-hmm.
And will it hurt students to be a little more organized? Probably not.
Probably not.
Talking to Kip Hartman, who's owner of physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. We're going to come back and talk to Kip a little more about what's going on with back to school and how you can help keep your kids, keep them in a little better shape and help prevent overuse. Stay tuned. This is the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me is Kip Hartman, who is owner, physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And we're talking about backpacks. And Kip, just before we came back on the air, we were talking about positioning the backpack on the student's back. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so what led into that conversation was the weight of the backpacks. And then, you know, with that additional weight, if it's not centered squarely on your back, you know, slung over one shoulder, that can lead to certain spinal issues as well, and compensatory issues that occur from being loaded on one side or the other too much. And then certainly if the backpack is riding too low on the hips, it can cause the low back to bend too much and again cause issues. Or if it's too high and tight, then the shoulders will be pulled back. So it's important to have not just the weight of the backpack right, but also the proper fit in the center of the back.
And you could probably get away with those if the backpack is a lot lighter. But most backpacks that I've seen, you know, the students have pretty much everything that they can think of stuffed in that backpack, and it's just way too heavy.
Yes.
Also, we were talking about shoes too. Talk a little more about shoes and what you've got.
Yeah, shoes. You know, like we talked about, every 6 months you should purchase a new pair of shoes to coincide with the seasons is a smart time to do that. But also orthotics. If your child has ever been given an orthotic from a podiatrist or a physical therapist, it's a good thing every year or 2 years to check to see if the orthotic is still fitting. The general rule is every one shoe size, you should have a new orthotic given. And if your child's foot is growing and the orthotic is staying the same size, it's going to change the way that your arch in your foot is set up. So it's important to get back with the podiatrist or physical therapist that casted you for an orthotic a year or 2 years ago. And typically, if one shoe size has increased, it's time to get new orthotics.
And you see that. You see that where folks have the same orthotic for longer than 2 years, maybe even as long as 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, we see it both ways. We see people come in with the same orthotic that they've had for 3 to 5 years, despite their foot having grown 2 or 3 shoe sizes. And, just you take a look and the heel is too narrow. You know, their heel is spilling over on both sides of the orthotic. The arch is in the wrong spot on their foot. But then also, and more so what we see is people that say, yeah, I was given orthotics, and they just don't wear them anymore because they know they outgrew them. So they don't get back in with either the physical therapist or podiatrist that had originally cast them for them.
Talking to Kip Hartman, who is owner and physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Kip, we also talked a little bit about mattresses. And I think that's another thing that folks don't realize. It's so important for a good night's sleep and how important a good night's sleep is. But talk about mattresses for a moment.
Yeah, mattresses. I once heard a physical therapist say, and I'll never forget it, that you can never spend too much money on shoes or mattresses. Because if you're not in one, you're in the other, you know? So it's important to take care of yourself. And, you know, mattresses, you know, now's the time to flip and rotate them if need be. So something to think about. But also, you know, size-wise, as kids are growing, it's important, you know, as they grow out of a crib into a toddler bed and then into, you know, twin-size bed, it's important to take a, you know, good look and make sure that the kid isn't curled up in a little cocoon in order to fit into their bed so that they can stretch out the way that they need to. And then, you know, certainly having a nice soft mattress that fits the kid is going to be important.
No such thing as too much sleep in my book. I know a lot of folks like, yeah, I'll get some sleep later on, you know, and then they don't really understand how important sleep is. But sleep probably is the most important component towards your immune system and a whole lot of other things.
Yeah, it's important to have good restorative sleep every night. Yep.
Talking to Kip Hartman, owner and physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And thanks for your time this morning. A lot of good stuff for parents and guardians and other folks to know.
Yeah, and I'm heading back home to get my first grader off to his first day of school.
Ah, that's cool. That's very cool. Kip Hartman, owner and physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And if you missed any of this interview, we'll have it posted at our website a little later on today. It's what we do. We keep you posted to what's happening in the community here on the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike.